We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
A clear statement of your symptoms will help us provide the medical practitioner appropriate to your individual needs.
I'm trying to send a distress signal. Stop talking about doctors.
I'm a doctor. But probably not the one you expected.
All right, this is Jay, Stu, and Sarah J. We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes, still here.
Very happy to be here talking with actor Paul McGann. Very nice to meet you, sir.
Likewise.
As I was just telling you beforehand, you were my first doctor, and just wanted to come say hi and tell you what an honor it is to see you.
That's very nice of you. You never forget your first doctor.
No,
exactly.
Mine was Tom Baker.
Mine was William Hartnell.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm a little bit older than you.
I was going to ask you if you were a fan of the character before you took the role.
Well, you know, when we were little kids and in the 60s and Hartnell was on, because there were only three TV channels then anyway, so everybody watched everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So whether you were a fan or not, I don't remember thinking, oh, I'm a major fan, but I can remember being in the schoolyard reenacting scenes from, along with all the other kids from last night's episode kind of thing. So we were fans.
Okay.
But it was just one of those things. It was a natural thing. And then around the mid-60s, seeing the Peter Cushing film with the in color with the gold Dalek, the red Dalek, the black Dalek, you know, and even like 50 years later this year, still haven't forgotten that shock
awesome.
And that thrill, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, so like you say, you know, whether you felt like you were a fan or not, you were in it.
Now there's been such a huge resurgence of Doctor Who and fans just go above and beyond now. Have you seen such a difference? Like, back then, like you said, it was just what everybody watched, and you know, we're all fans, but not as, I guess, the word hardcore comes to mind as now.
I think in the couple of years before the 50th anniversary, we sort of assumed there'd be a spike or a resurgence of energy and a feeling and an enthusiasm for it, and we were right.
Yes.
And particularly in North America, and you know, we were working on I mostly work on the audios.
Yeah.
And they really took off around the 50th.
Yeah.
Because in the States, particularly, people realized, I think, that there was this whole other world there on audio.
Yeah.
And really, they were made for Americans because, you know, they took long car journeys, that, you know, you could put audios on in the car and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And suddenly they twigged, the penny dropped, and it's now bigger than ever.
Right.
You know?
So, which is nice. I still have yet to listen to the audio.
You should.
And I would love to. I absolutely love to.
That's a really good thing.
Some people love the novels, you know, they're in different forms.
Yeah.
But audios are great because they can be quick. You can listen to two or three at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They are as wild as your own imagination is.
Exactly.
We know we're getting really good at them now. We're making more and more of them.
Yeah.
The stories, the quality of the stories and the storytelling is improving. And people love them. And they're now, I think, a serious rival to the TV version.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, of course, there's things that TV and film can't touch.
Exactly.
And that's radio drama, you know.
Well, with radio drama, you get to listen to the story and you get to picture it however you want in your own mind as you listen. So there's no limit, like you said.
It's just
limitless.
And if you tried to shoot that, it would cost too much money.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the CGI budget alone would just be ridiculous.
Would be crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I know you came back to do the Night of the Doctor a few years ago, which was incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of talk and rumors around the internet and whatnot that people would love to have you come back. Is that something you'd ever consider? Maybe that's a silly question.
Well, if you'd asked me the question before we did Night of the Doctor, I would have said, well, if the phone ever rings and they want me back to do anything, yes, I would. Well, we know what happened. I did. He called me. So it's proved.
Yeah.
If they want me to do something, provided the script was good.
Yeah.
That was my first question to Moffat when they got in touch and said, we want to shoot a little short. Will you do it? I said, show me the script, you know. He said, I haven't written one yet. So just say yes and I'll write one. Anyway, that's how he did it. But really, that would be my question. You know, what is it? What kind of script? But of course I would. I'd drop everything. I'll be back in a heartbeat.
Oh, awesome.
I always thought it'd be cool if they ever did like another episode where like a doctor meets another doctor. It'd be so great if you and Capaldi met each other in one
wouldn't
place.
It?
Oh, that would be.
You know, but again, it's, you know, we're talking about Doctor Who, so really the possibilities are almost endless.
Yeah.
They can rejig stuff, they can go backwards, forwards, sideways, they can do what they like, really.
Yeah.
It's just a question of staying available, staying around, and staying healthy. And I'm working on all three.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate the time you took with us, sir. It was great
to meet
you, and I hope Canada was great to you. Oh.
It's so great. I want to come back as soon as I can.
Wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're my third doctor I've met at this con. I got to meet Colin Baker and Sylvester McCoy, who I would like to adopt him as my grandfather. I love Sylvester McCoy. And I'm just honored, you know, to meet you as well. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Mr. McGann.
Very best
thank
of luck.
You.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.